Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're going to be talking to a little dude that we know. He's our favorite butcher and advisor to the Grilling Guys. He's on the Grilling Guys line right now. That is Mr. Sobey, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're fantastic. Thank you.
Just wanted to thank you for that beautiful Wagyu, those two porterhouse I picked up yesterday. I grilled them up for my bride last night, and she was totally satisfied by the end of that meal.
And that, so she was totally satisfied, and how did she like the steak?
She liked that too.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what, Tim.
That on the radio.
Yeah. Last weekend after the show, I came over to the store and we had Lisa's son and his girlfriend coming over, and I was going to get some New York strips just because they were, a little bit smaller steak, and got a couple ladies I'm cooking for. I didn't need big hunks of meat. And you recommended this Wagyu because you had some T-bones there that were kind of at the end of the loin cut. And mostly, I mean, a New York strip and a T-bone. The T-bone has a New York strip, right? So fabulous.
That's correct.
And you pointed out something to me, and I specifically did it. And that was, I got that end tail on there with just a little bit of that fat, and I got it hot and crispy. And you said, Jop, just take that little piece of fat in your mouth and tell me. And you were spot on, man. It's buttery. And I don't know what makes it that way, but it wasn't a normal run-of-the-mill beef fat flavor. There was a real buttery flavor, and I just wanted to thank you for the tip on that, because boy, they love those steaks.
Good. And it's nice to hear that, because I know that's my opinion, but I noticed that fat in that American Wagyu was having that buttery quality. Not, I'll use a term of like a greasy fat like you
right.
will get like on a ribeye or something. And it's pretty special, isn't it, Jop?
It is. You know what? And it will not be my last time that I get that. And Tim, you guys carry that on a regular basis, don't you?
Yes, we do. And it's local raised. And I'm so excited for this year that we're able to get that. So it's basically a half-breed Wagyu. And for those that aren't familiar with it, it's a Japanese breed, supposed to be the best beef in the world. And it started out as a work animal. And like a bodybuilder now, they're all ripped and lean and looking good, but they don't have any stamina. So what they did with these Wagyu beef as a work animal, they kept taking the ones that worked longer. Those are the ones that have more fat in them. So through the years, they continually refine that breed where it has more fat and marbling. That's how they are.
God, this sounds just like Bob.
I'm picturing these cows out doing their katas in the morning.
Right.
Getting ready for a little karate.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about how long meat will last in the freezer. People always ask and wonder about, you know, what is the safe time? What, you know, can you refreeze? Give us your freezer diatribe.
Well, we're going to break this into two freezers, okay? The reason I say that, we're going to talk about the freezer in your refrigerator. The freezer and your refrigerator, they're made now where they self-defrost. So what happens is the outside of whatever is in there, it's going to thaw, refreeze. You'll notice like your ice cream will get real gummy in there. That's because of that process. So meat is going to last way less time in your refrigerator freezer than if you have an actual deep freeze. And they're designed to just freeze everything and keep it frozen, and that doesn't defrost until you unplug that freezer. So if you were to have, let's pick on this American Wagyu. If you're going to have steaks and you thought, you know what, they were on sale, I bought a few of them, I'm going to throw some in the refrigerator freezer, I would suggest within a month to 2 months, you'd want to eat those up. If it was in a deep freeze, you could go up to a year.
And I don't know if I'd spend that kind of money on a couple steaks and throw them in any kind of freezer, because there, you can always just go back down to your butcher and buy a couple more when you want them. They're so good frozen. I mean, they're pretty good frozen, but they're so good fresh is what I meant to say.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. And I don't know if there's any other market in town in the west side of Michigan that has American Wagyu fresh in their case on a regular basis.
We're going to say there's
at
not.
The risk of sounding, at the risk of sounding like I'm bragging, we're the only ones doing it right now.
Well, it ain't bragging if you can back it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way this world works. And you went out of your way to serve your customer with the best product you can find, Tim. And that's why we love your market, is because that is just not in a Wagyu beef. I mean, your chickens are healthier, and the you're talking about your, what is that, red wattle pork that you carry,
yeah.
and there's a whole up and down your 90 feet of meat counter, there's things in there that you can't get anywhere else around.
So let's talk about how long you can keep your meat in the freezer.
Okay, so we just talked about between the two fresh meats, I would say a month, 2 months in a refrigerator freezer. Fresh meats up to a year in a deep freezer. Smoked meats in a refrigerator freezer, I'd say you'd want to use those up maybe within a couple weeks' time. Even if
freezing them for a temporary hold so they don't spoil. Okay.
Yes.
And, Tim, why is that? Why it would seem to me that logic would say
that
the smoked meat
saying.
Would last longer because it's been cooked than not. Why is it so much shorter?
Yeah, well, he said.
Yeah, the smoke products in the freezer, they take a real pounding, especially in the flavor part of it. So let's take bacon for an example. If you and try it sometime, put some bacon in a freezer and leave it for, let's say, 3-4 weeks. Take it back out and you'll notice a huge difference in less quality taste to bacon that's been frozen for that period of time. And it just, that's what happens. I mean, there's the cure in there. And again, because of the salt content that's in there, once your freezer is going to go through a defrost cycle, the salt in there is going to thaw even quicker yet because of the sodium level.
Sure. Makes sense. Yep.
So now it's, I'll say, defrosted more further through the product because of the salt content in there. Than if something wasn't smoked and cured.
That makes total sense. I've never thought about that before. So let me ask you something else here. In the past, I got to know your buddy Scott from Superior Seafoods, and you've had some pretty cool sales up there. When are we going to get to see another seafood sale? I think we ought to be looking at that and do kind of a Grilling Guys promo for some seafood, because Randy's been talking about these crab legs and all this stuff, and man, I got a hankering for some crab legs and some lobster and some crawfish. And I think we need to do a big old Grilling Guys Winter Seafood Festival at Sobeys.
We could do that we'll do that with you guys. But unfortunately, and we used to do those seafood road shows about every quarter.
Right.
So we do about 5 of them a year.
Right.
And they kind of lost their luster, and people just weren't coming in and shopping that. And there is one particular store, it doesn't matter because they're out of business now, but Plum's Market, they started doing that, and they had a perpetual road show every week. So that you kind of get sick of it, so to speak. So what we started doing, we have another supplier that we're using too, where our seafood prices are way, way more competitively priced. And the last two Christmas seasons, instead of having the seafood road show, we purchased all this seafood, and we only sold a quarter or a third of it, and now it's all sitting in the freezer.
Oh,
I just picked 4 items, crab legs, lobster, scallops,
all right,
and
shrimp. Well, I'm coming down there. I'm going to pick some of that up.
And we pounded them. Yeah, so we awesome, awesome prices on those. So,
dude, we're out of time.
Our pricing is way better.
We're out of time, and we got to skate the segment, but thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to come down right now after this show and grab some of those crab legs. So stand by.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, take care.
You've been warned that Barbecue Bob is coming your way.
Okay.
All right, Tim, always great to talk with you. Thanks for making time. And God bless and take care, my friend.
Okay, you guys too.
Thanks,
All
buddy.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. You're going to get a little lesson on a thermopen. Stick with us. We'll be back.